All right, and we are live. Welcome to the pilot episode of the Into the Story podcast, a podcast for storytellers. Every episode, we look at a story that does something really well, and we learn about it. Pulling apart information from its history and production, we pick out why the story was good and what from it we can add to our playbooks as storytellers. We look at any kind of story, from films, television, to books or podcasts. You can catch us here on YouTube or wherever podcasts are heard. I'm shooting for once a month. This is the pilot episode, so we'll see how things go, but I'm shooting for once a month. So what to talk about for the pilot episode, you might be asking? Well, I figure a good place to start is Batman. I love Batman, particularly Batman the Animated Series. I love how it takes everything that Batman can be and represents it throughout the entire show. Because Batman can be dark and suspenseful and even scary, but Batman can also be wacky and cheesy and downright surreal. How does it accomplish this? Well, it does so by maintaining a carefully crafted, malleable tone. And yes, I did just make that phrase up, but what does it mean? And what does it have to do with vengeance? Well, let's dive into the story and find out. But first, a word from today's sponsor. Have you ever experienced the lazy feeling that comes with sitting on the couch watching YouTube at 3 a.m. after eating a whole bag of chips? Well, today's sponsor has a fix for that feeling. This episode is brought to you by Exercise. Get up, moving around and around and about whatever way you like. Maybe you want to run on a sidewalk past your scary neighbors and dodging dog poop. Maybe you want to vibe with some gym bros at a fitness center. Or maybe you just want to bring the experience into your own home with some high-quality Amazon Basics equipment. Whatever way you use it, exercise is clinically proven to help you think better, move better, and even helps you in the bedroom. Google now to learn more about everything exercise can do for you. Thank you to Exercise for sponsoring this video. Jokes aside, exercise is really good for you, and you should make it a part of your daily routine. Okay, back to the video. So, let's start with a little bit of history about the show. The show started airing on Fox in 1992, citing heavy influence from the recent Tim Burton Batman movies. And you can definitely see this influence throughout the show, but it definitely had its own style. A little art deco here, with a splash of wacky comic book humor there, and even some existentialism thrown in for good measure. All these things crafted a unique visual and audio identity for itself. Audio? Roll with it. Each season features both one-shot and multi-part episodes, centering around, you guessed it, Batman. And of course, his ever-expanding family and infamous rogues gallery. The show is critically acclaimed. It was awarded 4 Daytime Emmys during its television run. It's widely considered one of the best animated television shows of all time. And finally, most important to our discussion, it is considered one of the definitive depictions of Batman. Now, why is that? Well, there's a lot of reasons, and we're going to get into a lot of them today. But they all tie together in one central concept, and that topic is malleable tone. This is the idea that the tone remains flexible throughout a story or a series. Now, saying that out loud, it might sound obvious. It might sound like it doesn't even need to be said. I mean, of course, a tone shifts throughout the story. That's one of the main ways that you pace a story. It's how you build tension and elevate conflict, and all of those things are true. But what makes Batman the Animated Series unique is the way it does it, the execution of this idea. And it does so in 4 distinct ways that we're going to break down right now. First up is the color palette of the show. The show had a wide range but consistent color palette so that every visual across every episode seemed consistent. Now, to the average viewer, this might seem irrelevant, but any filmmakers or designers or anyone who studied color theory knows that a color palette has significant consequences throughout a piece of art. In this case, the show's color palette was composed in a way where the tone could shift from comedy to action to heavy drama, all within a few minutes, while still looking mostly the same. Fun sidebar about the show. You've seen animators at work, right? They're usually drawing on paper to just get an idea across. Well, one of the production considerations of the show was that the artists draw on black paper. It's a very simple, but also very complicated change. It made literally every color they put on the paper darker. And in that sense, it kind of gave Batman the Animated Series its own visual identity just by changing the paper. Now you might think, how does the color palette help with these shifts in tone? Well, just think of like when Looney Tunes tries to do something real or dark. It's kind of jarring because the characters and environments look cartoonish and outlandish, that to see them, you know, get shot or go through serious emotional trauma, it feels out of place. Now, part of that is because Looney Tunes is designed for exaggerated comedy, so when it steps out of that area, it's kind of supposed to feel out of place. But Batman as a character needs all those things, because he is all those things, and so shifting between them needs to feel seamless. But the color palette is just one of the ways where Batman the Animated Series moves between tones very seamlessly. There's also the musical score. The music uses orchestral instruments to texture the visuals with whatever tone they're going for. In a sense, the sound needs to complement the visuals. Of course, there's the theme song, the dramatic pieces of music, but there's also jazz. In fact, sidebar, if memory serves, one of the Emmys that it won was Best Music, and it was a jazz piece. Bullet for Bullock, I think the episode was. Okay, done with the sidebar. Now, just like color palette, there's a lot of intense decision making when it comes to composing a musical score, because the score is, in and of itself, its own art. In fact, several hundred years ago, you would go to a musical concert and it would be just orchestral music playing, and the music told a story. It was like going to a movie theater to experience a story as a film, but instead, you would vibe with the music and just feel what kind of story the music was trying to tell. All of this to say is that composer Shirley Walker and the others who assisted with production made very excellent decisions on how to craft their own art to make Batman the Animated Series better. Now, so far we've talked about the visual and audio aspects of the show. I don't think either of those things would have the impact that they did if they didn't have good stories backing them up. And that's the next part, thoughtful writing. We've seen it time and time again where a movie or a TV show is beautiful to look at or listen to, but the story just isn't engaging. My personal favorite example is The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Henry Cavill, Alicia Vikander, Cannibal, beautiful to listen to and look at, but the story was so bare bones. Anyways, it takes a skilled team to coordinate how these tones are going to shift. This is why TV shows have story bibles, and why months are spent in pre-production before anything actually gets made. In a sense, writing serves as the skeleton, while the music and visuals serve as the meat or the texture. Okay, that analogy is falling apart. But there is one piece that I haven't covered yet, because I think it's the most important one for this show in particular, and I think it's also the one that gets the most attention, and that is great voice acting. The voice cast for this show is stacked. The voice acting alone could carry this show. Casting director Andrea Romano put it best when she said that she looked for voices with texture. She looked for voices that were distinct enough on their own and unique enough to fit each individual character. For Commissioner Gordon, for example, just in his voice, you can hear the years of experience. Heck, even Harley Quinn's distinct, if obnoxious, accent displays a lot about her personality and her character. In case you weren't aware, this show was where Harley Quinn comes from. It was the first time she was ever depicted, and it resonated with people, and it's part of the reason why she remains an iconic character today. Of course, there are two more performances in the show that inform how people perceive Batman to this very day, and they're definitely the two most famous ones. First up, we have Mark Hamill as
the one and only Joker!
Now, the Joker as a character is just as varied as Batman himself. He can go from funny to darkly funny to outright terrifying on a dime. I mean, shoot, just look at the Adam West show Joker, to Heath Ledger's Joker, to Joaquin's Joker. They all show that the character is just as flexible. But what makes Mark's voice stand out is the fact that it was crafted to fit all of those moments. Finally, saving what I think is the best for last, there's Kevin Conroy as Batman. So much has been said about his unique and layered performance that this Batman will always be remembered as one of the best. A particular part that I want to point out is how the actor voiced Bruce Wayne a bit differently to Batman. Now, to be clear, this idea is not new. In fact, actor Michael Keaton did it in the Tim Burton Batman movies. Now, the way Keaton did it was more an aspect of a complicated character. But the way Conroy did it is a manner that I think fits an animated show. As a voice actor, Kevin Conroy only had his voice to add layer to the character. It's not like anyone can see what he's doing when he's portraying the character. That lends itself to being a bit more dramatic, a bit more clear-cut, a bit more theatrical, if you will. So Bruce Wayne and Batman remain distinct. And the voices are used, when applicable, in different tones and different scenarios. And in doing so, he was able to make a Batman that was dramatic but fun, dark but uplifting, supernatural but human. Rest in peace, Kevin. You'll be missed and you'll be remembered. So we've gone over Batman the Animated Series and how it uses malleable tone to emphasize its strengths and cement itself as a classic. And that is a wrap for the pilot episode of Into the Story. I hope you liked it. I'm probably going to play around with the formatting and the structure of future episodes, but I think I like what I found here so far. If you have any feedback, I'd love to hear it. And if you want to check out Batman the Animated Series, you'd better check HBO Max before the service gets discontinued or they just decide to retroactively cancel the show. They have been on a culling as of late. So definitely watch it while you still can. It's an excellent show that is absolutely worth your time, whether you are a Batman fan or not. Till the next time, this has been the Into the Story podcast, signing off.